it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, we get a lot of trash Thursday Night Football. Gold, you know, I am prone to straight up skip Thursday Night Football. Like, coming up tonight, Browns, Jets. I'm like, I'll be doing other things. Tonight, instead, we get Packers Commanders. And the more I think about this game, the more I just feel like the winner of this game should be considered the favorite coming out of the NFC for the number one seed.
Really?
And I know only two games in, that's a lot. This is a team that played in the NFC title game last year in the Commanders. The Packers, who might have the best roster in the entire NFC, and two of the better quarterback situations in the entire NFC. I'm not saying it's going to, in the end, determine it. But at the end of the day, these two teams could very well be with a similar record. And if this game could end up determining which of those teams has the tiebreaker on the other, I feel like this kind of tells me who the class of the NFC is. Are the Packers for real? Is all the defensive stuff for real? Are they getting ready to, like, run shop in the NFC for a little bit? Because they've got Jordan Love, who's a very good quarterback, and Micah Parsons, who's one of the best, five best defenders in the entire NFL. Or is Jaden Daniels really just going to be that guy in these big-time games and run through some people? I feel like it tells me a lot about the NFC picture. Because there's other teams who are going to be in the mix. I think these are the two best teams. I think it's the two. And now the 49ers are hurt, and like the Lions don't look the same yet. And so, like, I don't know, man. It just feels like these are the two best
teams. The 49ers are banged up. I didn't have them winning the NFC West anyway. I actually feel better. I'm sure you feel better about your Cardinals, and I feel better about the Seahawks, even though the Seahawks just lost to the Niners.
Cardinals won.
The Seahawks did lose, though, head-to-head to the 49ers, but Brock Purdy is going to be out for maybe 5 weeks. I think the Packers are going to be in the NFC title game. Had that as a preseason prediction. I have them in the Super Bowl playing the Chiefs. We'll see if the Chiefs hold up their end of the bargain. The way things are trending, everybody acts like there's no way that'll happen, but let's just see how the weeks play out. I don't know if I agree that the winner of tonight's game, though, is the best team in the NFC. Now, if it's the Packers, I think I would agree, right? Because they've already beat the Lions. To me, they have the entire complete roster. And there's not a I don't really have much question mark on the roster other than will one of their receivers really emerge as a number one. For the Commanders, it would be a massive win. It would make you wonder if they're going to push the Eagles this year more, even more, in the NFC East. The Eagles, of course, are playing the Chiefs. The reason why I cannot say that the win tonight definitively makes either team the one, because what if the Eagles come to Arrowhead and beat the Chiefs to look convincing? Then it's still the Eagles running the NFC as far as I'm concerned
at
that point.
Defending
so
champs.
That's why I don't think it. If the Packers win tonight, I totally get the conversation about them being clearly the best team in the NFC. Some people already have them number one in their like week one, you know, power rankings that they're the best team in football. Just like that. I'm not, you know, that to me is a bit much.
I'm not going that far.
So I guess what I'm saying is, if the Packers win tonight, then yeah, I think they emerge as right now the number one team in the NFC. If the Commanders do, I don't think that makes them number one. I don't even know if that for sure means that they're necessarily at the end of the season going to be better than the Packers even. It would be an impressive win. But let's not forget, if the Eagles win on Sunday, then why would they not be the best team in the NFC at that point?
No, I understand that part, mostly because I wasn't overly blown away with how the Eagles looked in Game 1. And if they win, sure, they will then be 2-0 and we'll be having a different conversation. I understand that. But the Commanders, it'd be a road win against Green Bay. Then you know that they're going to have a stretch against the, you know, like, because they won, they've got a tough stretch in the middle of the season where they'll have to face some good teams, but their division is still in question about what difficulty level it's going to be and all this other stuff. And I understand.
Yeah,
I feel like it says a lot about the Commanders if they could go and beat.
Oh, it'd be impressive. Yeah, I mean, no doubt, it'd be very impressive on a short week to go on the road against a team that looks so dominant against Detroit, who of course was in the NFC title game a year ago. Yeah, I mean, it would be.
Packers was in the divisional round last year.
The Packers did, because the title game was Lions and
Lions and Commanders.
Commanders, yeah.
Oh, man.
Right? Wait, no, hold on. We got that backwards. Hold on.
No.
Eagles divisional game was Lions, Commanders, Eagles. And Eagles.
Eagles, Eagles. Yeah. Yes. Thank you.
The Packers lose to the Eagles? Is that who they lost to? I don't remember now.
I'm very confused about the NFC side of the playoff bracket.
We can all remember.
The Eagles were in the Super Bowl to the Chiefs, so they were in the NFC title game against
the Commanders.
To get
to the Eagles. I don't remember who the Eagles
played.
They
blew out the Lions. Remember, the Commanders destroyed the Lions. That's what it was. Commanders just annihilated the Lions.
Yeah, and Philly, obviously Philly destroyed the Commanders. They scored like 50 or whatever points on them and absolutely wiped the floor with them. But I just couldn't remember what the previous round was. Commanders beat the Lions 45-31 last year in the playoffs.
There you go. Mm.
Eagles were closer to losing to the Rams than anyone else, 28-22, at least on that side. So I was just trying to remember. So the Packers didn't even make it past the they lost in the opening round to the Eagles. I was like, I was trying to remember where they lost. They lost to the number two seeded Eagles in that first round.
It's 1 week. Is anybody suggesting they're trying to change their preseason pick after week one? Who did you guys have in the NFC title game?
I unfortunately had Lions Packers.
I had Packers Bucks with the Packers winning. I don't.
And then
I
had Chiefs Bills in the AFC. I don't feel any need to change that at the moment.
Drew,
Are you nervous
about any of yours?
I had no.
Okay.
I had Eagles, Packers in the NFC title game, and then Ravens, Bengals in the AFC title game.
Yeah, I don't think there's any reason to change any of them.
No.
Not that you can anyway. You're stuck. They're locked in.
I guess there's...
If I could change the Lions, I might.
If anything,
really? I won't.
Panthers making the playoff pick was, eh.
Oh, you're worried on week right away.
You've already faded on...
Well,
you've already quit on your boy.
No. I'm sticking to my pick, it didn't look that great.
Bryce Young
didn't look that great.
Looked like the first 7 weeks of last season Bryce Young, not the final...
Ted McMillan had a ridiculous catch in that game, too.
Yeah, Bryce Young did not look good.
I still do not understand why they traded away Adam Thielen for essentially nothing. It's like you, and now he wanted to get out, so maybe that's what it is. But, like, he was the safety net for your very young quarterback who you're trying to be good this year. Maybe, just hypothetically, I would keep that guy around. But no, what we know this for a fact. Week one is the worst week of the year to make any determination on any NFL team at all. The Lions could just as easily go drop 65 this weekend, and we have a very different conversation about where they are and who they are and everything. Week one is a liar. It is always a liar. Yeah. And the Saints last year, we don't need to go that far back. The Saints last year were dropping like 50 points a game, and everyone was talking about what next job their offensive coordinator was
going to
get.
And he's now the OC in Seattle. But yes.
He got fired. He quit by the end of the year. He wasn't even back with the Saints the following year. Ugh.
Well, yeah. I mean, maybe tomorrow we can talk about the teams that look just pitiful in week one. Who do we actually think bounces back? Like, I still think, and we're trying to tank for last place in our circuit contest. Like, that Dolphins game is really tricky to me because the Dolphins look so bad against the Colts. They're home favorites against the Patriots, and everybody saw the Dolphins look like crap. And I feel like the thought would be like, oh, the Patriots are clearly winning that game. Like that's the thought I would have too.
Yeah.
But watch the Dolphins go out and look really good out of nowhere. But like,
it's not like the Patriots looked good in week one.
They lost to the Raiders at home.
And Drake May looked awful.
So that's what's fun about the NFL, man. Week two definitely maybe stabilizes some things and tells us a little bit more of the story.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.